You can say that the thermometer has really had a workout over the past couple of days. We were sub-zero around here first thing on Saturday morning, and then near 50 earlier today. So we've had a temperature change of nearly 60 degrees in just a couple of days. And we're about to change things up once again as another frigid air mass is pushing into the region. With that change, we've had rain, and now that rain is ending as a period of snow in some spots, and there's certainly the potential for some accumulation. The bigger concern, though, is for a flash freeze, as temperatures will quickly drop in the coming hours. Any leftover areas of moisture on roadways and sidewalks will quickly ice up, and that could certainly pose some hazardous travel conditions over the next few hours. As we work into the nighttime hours, the focus again will be on the temperature and wind chill. Lows will drop into the single digits above and below zero. Wind chill values might be as cold as 20 to 30 below zero in areas west of Albany, and that is where wind chill advisories and warnings are in effect. We could see a passing snow shower or flurry during the night, and a band of lake effect snow will develop in the western Adirondacks. The cold weather will be with us tomorrow. In fact, temperatures will probably hold steady through the day as the air continues to cool aloft. I'm forecasting highs to be mainly in the single digits to around 10 degrees. The wind chill will be well below zero through the day. The wind will be very gusty out of the west. At times, gusts might reach 30 miles per hour. There's certainly the chance for a passing snow shower or flurry anywhere during the day tomorrow, but the band of lake effect snow will continue in portions of the western Adirondacks. The weather will begin to quiet down on Wednesday. It's still going to be a cold day with temperatures that will be in the teens to around 20. There might still be some lake effect snow north and west, but that band should begin to diminish on Wednesday. And by Thursday, highs will be back up into the 20s to around 30 degrees. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, low in the single digits, wind chill in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, high 5 to 10. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy tonight, areas of lake effect snow in the western Adirondacks, chance of snow showers elsewhere. Windy and cold, low in the single digits below zero, wind chill 10 to 30 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with lake effect snow in the western Adirondacks, chance of snow showers elsewhere. Windy and cold, high 5 to 10. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, windy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10, wind chill dropping below zero. Tomorrow partly sunny with a chance of a passing snow shower, windy and cold, high 6 to 12. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Partly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, windy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10, wind chill dropping below zero. Partly sunny with a chance of a passing snow shower tomorrow, windy and cold, high 5 to 10. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of some snow north and west of Albany, high in the teens to around 20, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.